Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Sunday, April 9th. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy Easter Day. So grateful to be reading God's Word with you and just hope that you are able to appreciate the resurrection today and have time with family and friends celebrating our Lord. We are in 1 Samuel chapter 9, which doesn't really seem like an Easter passage to me. So I'm going to go a little bit rogue here. I'm going to summarize the first part of 1 Samuel 9. We'll read the end of it, and then I'm going to take us to a passage in Luke that I just love for the resurrection. So 1 Samuel 9 is reminding us that the people want a king. And so this is the story in chapters 9 and 10 about Samuel anointing Saul as the first king. Now, you know Saul's story. He never measures up as the king. But this is an interesting story about him and this fact that he was looking for a donkey, if you see that, if you're reading along in verse 4. And they go looking for the donkey, they can't find him, and his servant says, hey, there's this this man of God who might can help us to find the donkey. And Saul's like, I don't have anything to give him. And the servant in verse 8 says, I have a quarter of a shekel of silver. So they're all set, and they want to go find the man of God. Now, at the same time, Samuel is being told by God that he's going to meet Saul and he's going to anoint Saul as king. That's where I'm picking up. Verse 15. Now, the day before Saul came, the Lord had revealed this to Samuel. About this time tomorrow, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin. Anoint him leader over my people Israel. He will deliver my people from the hand of the Philistines. I have looked upon my people, for their cry has reached me. When Samuel caught sight of Saul, the Lord said to him, this is the man I spoke to you about. He will govern my people. Saul approached Samuel in the gateway and asked, would you please tell me where the seer's house is? I am the seer, Samuel replied. Go up ahead of me to the high place, for today you are to eat with me, and in the morning I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart. As for the donkeys you lost 3 days ago, do not worry about them. They have been found. And to whom is all the desire of Israel turned, if not to you and all your father's family? Saul answered, but am I not a Benjamite from the smallest tribe of Israel? And is not my clan the least of all the clans of the tribe of Benjamin? Why do you say such a thing to me? Then Samuel brought Saul and his servant into the hall and seated them at the head of those who were invited, about 30 in number. Samuel said to the cook, bring the piece of meat I gave you, the one I told you to lay aside. So the cook took up the leg with what was on it, and set it in front of Saul. Samuel said, here is what has been kept for you. Eat, because it was set aside for you for this occasion. From the time I said, I have invited guests. And Saul dined with Samuel that day. After they came down from the high place to the town, Samuel talked with Saul on the roof of his house. They rose at daybreak, and Samuel called to Saul on the roof, get ready, and I will send you on your way. When Saul got ready, he and Samuel went outside together. As they were going down to the edge of the town, Samuel said to Saul, tell the servant to go on ahead of us. And the servant did so. But you stay here a while, so that I may give you a message from God. In this story, Saul meets the seer, Samuel. Samuel is a prophet of God who has been told that Saul will be the next king. But Saul is just looking for his donkeys. It's an interesting story. Can you imagine one day just being a normal person and the next day being anointed as a king? I think it did a number on Saul's heart, as we will see in the coming days as we read about Saul. This story highlights the fact that no king can live up to the one true King, our King Jesus. Okay, as I mentioned earlier, I want to read a passage about Jesus' resurrection on Easter Sunday. And so I have chosen a passage in Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 13. This is my very favorite resurrection passage. The title is On the Road to Emmaus. Now that same day, meaning Easter Sunday, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened, and as they talked and discussed these things with one another, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. And one of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priest and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find the body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see." He said to them, "How foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked one another, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I hope that you're able to engage in worship today at our church or somewhere and to celebrate the fact that our Lord is risen. He is risen. He is risen indeed.